Now that it has fed on fresh DNA, it will mutate.
And it will mutate into Radio DMG Pocket Edition. Yes, this is Radio DMG Pocket Edition for Thursday, September 9th, 2010. And I'm your host, Philip Wesley, and we're going to talk about Resident Evil. Actually, I'm going to recap the first three movies in about 5 minutes, so you can just sit around and wait. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go ahead and recap all three movies, and then tonight, we're going to watch the fourth one at a special pre-release screening, and then I'm going to go ahead and do a real quick audio boo on that. So, if you kind of want to know, is this one of the better video game movies? Well, you'll have to find out. So, here's a real quick recap on what Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3 are about. Well, the movies star a girl named Alice. The first movie is Alice waking up and then being dragged down the rabbit hole by a motley crew of token characters. There they find that a virus was let out and everybody is a zombie. They barely escape from the zombies and a licker. Alice gets caught and wakes up in Raccoon City after the outbreak. Her buddy, Eric Mabus from Cruel Intentions, gets dragged off to become the Nemesis. So, now that he's the Nemesis, he's chasing her and the members of STARS while they search for a little girl with the help of a Jill Valentine cosplay lady for most of the second film. They find the girl in the High School of the Dead, escape the Grand Duke Nukem of the city, crash a helicopter, and Alice gets captured again. Then Alice suddenly has super stare at you powers. She escapes with main characters, Jill Valentine, cosplay lady, and token black guy. When the third movie begins, we find out that the Umbrella Corporation has opened up a clone laboratory / real doll factory for Alice clones. Apparently Alice is supposed to be a corporate Captain America. The real Alice is in the middle of nowhere, like her career. Ooh. The fifth element is bankruptcy. New Claire Redfield cosplay lady is on a school bus with a band of survivors who are going from place to place in search of survivors and supplies in a bid to get to safety. They get attacked by awesome birds and Alice saves them. They get attacked by crimson heads and Alice saves them. The token black guy dies. Best part. The convoy hauls ass to Alaska. Alice finds an underground Alice factory and beats up a tyrant. At the end of the movie, Alice wakes up her clones and decides she should go to Japan and kill the board of directors at Capcom. Umbrella. And there we are. That's the plot of the movies. And we're all caught up. That didn't even take more than a couple minutes, like two or three. So I'm just going to go ahead and rant a little bit here for the rest of this particular Radio DMG Mobile Edition podcast. So what am I going to rant about? The news. We're getting an Ace Attorney 2 from Capcom. Yay! That's going to be interesting. Hopefully we'll have more cameos from the proper Phoenix Wright characters. You know, Maya, Pearl, Dahlia. And of course everybody's favorite lovable lawyer, Phoenix. Right? Right. Ooh, that's bad. And speaking of bad, guess what? Lightning seems to have struck the PSP with Final Fantasy Dissidia Deodum thing. It's got a weird little thing attached to it, but essentially it's Final Fantasy Dissidia 2. You get to play as Kane from Final Fantasy 4, Lightning from Final Fantasy 13, and a bunch of other people that have not been mentioned. Most likely, I'm thinking probably Tifa, Edgar. Edger from Final Fantasy VI, possibly. Should be interesting to see. Hopefully, this time around, we'll have really good summons. Kind of like 3D summons instead of 2D art ones. That'd be kind of nice. Summon Ultros. But other than that, we'll have a Resident Evil 4 in 3D. Resident Evil Afterlife. Quick review later on tonight. Look for it. Stay tuned. Love you all. And stay classy, internet. Cue the music. Now.